Welcome to the Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Blessed. Revelation 1:1-3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. This is the first of seven blessings. We saw yesterday in looking at this opening introduction that it's a picture of the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And John makes this reference to things that must soon take place. It's interesting because we're reading it almost 2,000 years later, and we're seeing them take place, and they've been taking place year after year. But here's the first of seven blessings. It's that word that Jesus uses in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you. I mean, the early ones we can adapt into, but it gets harder as we go along. We see that Jesus is pointing to an upside-down kingdom that we're a part of. But here, he simply says, through John, the apostle, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words, blessed are those who hear, and blessed are those who keep what is written in it. This is really quite a promise that's given to us, that simply reading them and hearing them and doing them, we're going to be blessed. We understand that, but there's something about hearing it. In my quiet time, as I went through Revelation for over a month, I would just wake up in the morning and read them aloud. So that not only was I reading them, but I was hearing them at the same time. Doing what's written in it, the most obvious, their sin list of things that are not to do. John repeats this phrase in chapter 22 and verse 7. We could say that Jesus repeats it through John in chapter 22, verse 7. What's it mean to keep all that's written in him? It's to have a worldview that's different than the fleshly, worldly worldview that's around us. There should be an underlying quality of hope to us as the people of Jesus, an acknowledgement of our true King, that all allegiances bow to Jesus. The revelation of John ends in chapter 22 with this phrase, these words are trustworthy and true. And so we want them to become a part of our life. There's an inclusio. Some of you have been walking with me a while now. You understand inclusio. An inclusio is a phrase or a word at the beginning of a passage and at the end of a passage that mark the beginning and the end of the flow. The author is giving us a clue. Well, there's an inclusio for John in the whole letter that as it comes to us. He says, for the time is near. He's going to repeat that in chapter 22. And three times in chapter 22, Jesus says, I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. Daryl Johnson says of this, the time is near always. This helps us not to read this as just a future book. Now, we shouldn't be surprised. Jesus, when he walked on the earth, gave his Mount of Olives teaching in Matthew 24, tells his disciples, be on alert three different times to keep them alert to what's going on. In John's first letter, in chapter 2 and verse 18, he says, therefore, we know that it is the last hour. Peter, writing to the church in chapter 4 of his first letter, says, the end of all things is at hand. Paul warns us to awaken from our sleep because salvation is nearer to us than we believed. What's my so what? Drink in the blessing. Especially when we get into some of the longer passages, and it's going to mean the podcast is a little bit longer. Don't drift on these words, but drink them in as blessing. The now what is keep alert, keep the word. be different in the age in which we live. In this age of conspiracy theory and grumbling and antagonism, do what Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, be like shining lights in this corrupt and depraved generation. So drink in the blessing, let the blessing flow out in how you respond in a world that's messed up and broken in many ways. We need to be the people of hope because Jesus is upon the throne. Lord, plant this word in us. Shape us by it. We don't want to just be hearers of the word. We want to be doers. And so the very attitude of being different in the midst of being squeezed in tribulation, we pray that you would release that through us. In Jesus' name, amen.